This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, I'm Umar Paganampakepagan alongside Lee Chui Lin. Coming up in this hour, we talk about the productivity-linked wage system. That's the Human Resources Minister's suggestion to get highly skilled Malaysians abroad to return. What exactly is the system? Find out in just a bit.
And after that, an AIDS activist has urged the government to allow teenagers access to reproductive health services and contraceptives. We speak to that activist to hear more about what he has to say.
You can also talk back with us on the evening edition. 7732900 is the number to call. 018-789-8899 to WhatsApp and tweet us at BFM Radio. This is the evening edition. It is 6:05 in the evening, and our first story is from our Human Resources Minister, and it is about the implementation of the Productivity Linked Wage System, or PLWS, and this apparently is seen as the best initiative to bring home highly skilled Malaysians from abroad to serve the country. How?
This also speaks, I think, to a larger conversation that we've been having about kind of wooing Malaysians abroad to come home. The last time we spoke about this, I think there was a lot of feedback basically saying, why don't we focus more on building skills within the country as opposed to working so hard to bring people back? But either which way, I think the productivity-linked wage system should, in theory, work out for both, you know, luring as well as encouraging.
Yes, I think...
In theory.
Yes. The ideal situation, of course, is to start building these skills from within, right? But of course, that's going to take some time, especially in very specific areas of industry where we don't necessarily have that kind of a head start. And so, you had institutions like Talent Corp and so on that were set up for that specific purpose. Find Malaysians living abroad, and not just Malaysians, but even other nationalities, give them special incentives and perks, and hopefully they will come back home and fill this void while, at the meantime, we encourage other Malaysians to take up those tasks.
I think this is also a little bit about, I don't know. To me, it's about what productivity means and what wages mean to people. Because I think one way to look at wages is, of course, just I need to make a living, pay me. This is the money that I'm going to use to get through life. Another way of looking at it is, how is my company valuing me? You know, how does this determine what I receive, what I get? And I think this is a big part of that. You know, if I'm a very productive worker, I want to know that my contributions to the company are going to be valued in a very specific way. And this is part of that.
Yes. And you know, when it's kind of a process that's been formalized and has a system, it goes a long way to make, I guess, employees and individuals feel that they're actually appreciated for the work that they do. And yes, there's a wage system attached to it. And I guess what that means is you get a monetary equivalent to how valuable you are. But also there is that sense of appreciation, right, that can also get tied into this as well.
Let us know what you think. Will the productivity-linked wage system bring Malaysians...
It's a mouthful.
It is. Will linking wages to productivity bring Malaysians home? And if you're an employer, would you implement the system? Do you think that it's one that you would like to see in place? That number to call, 7733 2900.
That's right. After this, we're going to be speaking to Lee Hua On. He is an economist and senior fellow at the ICIS Yusof Ishak Institute to talk about just this system and how it actually works. In the meantime, the Beatles with Something on BFM 89.9. Lin and Uma with you on the evening edition. It is 6:13 in the evening. We've been talking about productivity-linked wage system.
That's right.
Yes,
we've been
not
trying
wage-linked productivity system.
Yeah, we've been trying to get around saying that whole phrase just because it's such a mouthful. But, you know, basically, that's what it is. MZ says productivity-based wages would just make most blue-collared workers go bankrupt in the short term because they are, for example, so used to taking many breaks during a shift, toilet, gossip, cigarettes, tea, second breakfast. I could go on. But in the long term, it would be good for the country's economy as a whole. Let us know what you think. Would you like to see the productivity-linked wage system kick in? Do you think that it would work to attract basically skilled Malaysians from abroad to return? That number to call, 7733 2900.
All right, we're going to cross over now to Lee Hua On, economist and senior fellow at the excuse me, at the ISIS Yusuf Ishak Institute. Thank you for joining us this evening, Hwang-on. Can you tell us what the productivity-linked wage system is? How does it work?
There's not really one system. You could call it systems, but it's actually more like a broad concept with, you know, many applications. I think basically productivity-linked wage systems, you know, have a fixed component, which is the one that we're more familiar with, you know, of contracted wages and variable components. And this is where there's a lot of variations. And there can be like a piece-rated component, you know, paying for producing a certain amount, some other measurable output, you know, maybe more, which might be more applicable in services. And then some things like, you know, attendance bonuses. There's also individual-based performance or productivity and some that are group-based. And actually the most widely applied one is the bonus. So it's not something fancy, you know, it's been around quite a while, and I think when the government is reporting and compiling this sort of statistics, it does include even just anyone that is paid a bonus. And that too can be contractual, but mostly it's discretionary. So there's a broad range, and it clearly cannot, you know, its application, you know, has to be specific to the sector, to companies. And some of them just are also very difficult, like the group-based one, right? How do you really implement and determine an individual salary based on a group output?
So what are the pros and cons of the system?
Yeah, I mean, I would start, you know, adding that there is a longer history. It's already been quite actively promoted by the government for over 20 years. And the PLWS was for quite a while referenced, you know, in attempts to, or as an argument against implementing the minimum wage. You know, the argument went that, oh, we have, you know, this productivity linked wage system, and that's the one that should, you know, secure wage growth, and that was in opposition to minimum wage. So it does have a past association with low wages and was criticized for keeping the basic component of the wage low, and then filling in with these other variable components. I think we can find cases of, you know, companies, you know, where it can work, and depending as well on particularly some examples. I think in more routine work where you can actually, there's a clear method to measure and record a worker's output. And that is quite simple and straightforward. You can see how then it can, you know, provide the incentive for productivity for that worker to work harder. But those are the, when you talk about PLWS, it is, I think, trying to get at those kind of situations where it is pegged to a very, you know, clear worker's productivity. But it's also really challenging, like I said, you know, how in many sectors it's really hard to really trace the worker's output. And then with group-based, you run into problems like the free rider problem, where if I can, you know, gain from all my teammates' productivity, then why should I, you know, put in that kind of extra effort? So the application is not so broad-based when it comes to some of these that I think are what PLWS is trying to get at. Not so much, you know, just the bonus, which has been around for a long time, and, you know, and there's a lot of just bosses' discretion in dispensing the bonus.
So the human resources minister seems to think that the PLWS can bring skilled Malaysians abroad back to the country. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the structural problem in the economy is still being stuck in low wage, labor intensive, not upgrading technology situation. And my view is that this is still driven by fixed low wages, the fixed wage. So not this productivity linked and not the variable wages, you know, and as well as work conditions like, you know, working very long hours, and we define full-time work as 48 hours. So overtime pay only kicks in after that. And a lot of workers, especially migrant workers, are made to work very long. So a productivity linked, you could actually implement it to perpetuate this, you know, type of technology and production. I mean, you just say work longer and we'll pay more. But it's not a fact, it can do very little for technological upgrade, you know, and for getting fewer workers to work with better technology that are higher skilled and raising hourly wages, and as well as addressing the issues of work-life balance and quality of life. Right, I think that's increasingly as well what Malaysian workers are looking at when it comes to, you know, the choices that they make and the very, very long hours that a lot of workers, especially migrant workers, put in are just not acceptable to Malaysian workers. PLWS, I don't think, can really do much to shift us away, you know, from that kind of labor intensity and high work intensity.
I mean, the PLWS also doesn't really sound like a deal breaker for those abroad to come home. I'm sure companies abroad who can give better salaries would also pay bonuses.
Yeah, and it's also being implemented. This, you know, bonuses and productivity link. It's not really a difference maker compared between, you know, Malaysia and other countries. People are being paid bonuses elsewhere, and bonuses are pegged to your salary, right? So ultimately, it is about, you know, basic salary.
Do we have a rough idea of how much a salary has to be to attract highly skilled Malaysians abroad to come back? I mean, if you could put a set number on that.
That's a really hard one, because the people are coming from all kinds of work situations and different countries. And again, it's also, you know, will be drawn back for all kinds of different other reasons like family. But if you just want to speak of that, I mean, I don't think we could really put a number. And I think it's like kind of going in the wrong direction, because once you put out a number, then everyone would just, you know, fixate on that. But I think you want to look at what would be some comparable, you know, where are the workers, these sort of skilled workers that, you know, the government is trying to draw back and use that as a certain benchmark, you know, in what sectors, and therefore, yeah, how could the offerings in Malaysia be competitive? It's just really hard to, you know, standardize it, and I think it's not the right way to then just be thinking about one number. But, you know, we could start looking at some of the number figures that Bank Negara produced, was disseminating last year about living wage. I mean, if you want to talk about at least something that is adequate as a standard benchmark, then those we can reference, you know, something like that.
Hong An, just one last question before we let you go. I mean, we talk a lot about wanting professional Malaysians abroad to come home, but I think we rarely, you know, kind of try to quantify the actual value that they would bring in economically, which is not to doubt the value that they would bring, but what exactly is that value?
Well, again, there's a very broad range. Yeah, I mean, that's a valid question. When there are some highly specialized where they may not, Malaysians who are working overseas, where that expertise may not be really scarce in Malaysia. That's one case. I'm not saying that these are necessarily, you know, a better case, you know, but that's just a certain consideration. And there will be others, you know, that may be skilled but doing work that is not as specialized. And there could be a workforce within Malaysia that is capable of taking up those jobs. So, yeah, I mean, I think these are considerations, I think, that need to be part of a broader examination.
Indeed. Hua On, thank you so much for your thoughts. That was Lee Hua On, economist and senior fellow at the ICS Yusof Ishak Institute. We actually have a surprisingly large number of texts and tweets regarding this issue of a productivity-linked wage system.
Don't sound so surprised, Uma. Zuhair Rosli says, well, actually, he tweeted about how the Financial Times basically wrote about employers knowing it's easier to claw back a bonus than a raise. And he said, this is exactly what Dr. Lee is mentioning right now for bonuses, which, very fair. And we also had Lavanian saying, I wonder how radio presenters will do under the system.
Okay, so Lavanian, I guess we should let you in on a little secret, right, as to how things work. So every time we do a show, there's actually someone sitting on the outside and they're transcribing and they're counting how many words we say per minute. Why do you think Lynn and I speak so fast and speak so much? And then at the end of every month, they calculate the total number of words and our salary is based on the number of words we actually speak given a specific month.
Lavanian, a true answer, one that Uma has, you know, thoughtfully denied you, is that I'm not sure, actually. I guess it would deal with how much listener interaction we get. You know, there are a number of things that we could use to gauge our productivity, not always about the amount of gibberish that we speak. There are no transcribers. Do not mislead our listeners.
Lynn just doesn't want to let you in on secret trade of the radio world. Coming soon to a bookstore near you.
I believe you can all use your discretion and decide who you would like to believe. I believe we have a caller, though.
We do have a caller. Joseph is on the line. Hey, Joseph, thank you for holding. What do you think about the PLWS?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
The productivity-linked wages is quite often a misnomer for a piece-rated work because really, productivity is not just output, which is how often it is used in the context of wages, because really productivity is a ratio between output and input. So, you know, when we talk about product, when people talk about productivity in wages, they're talking about you know, how much the worker is able to produce. You know, the output itself, right? For example, you know, units of whatever it's producing, or you're talking about it, quite often it's now being used in the plantations to talk about the harvester, how much of oil palm is able to harvest, or the area of acreage or hectareage of which he has been able to apply fertilizer or pesticides, stuff like that.
Right.
But really, that is only one part of that input of the worker. A lot of things in the productivity is really outside the control of the after work, for example, if you take the example of the plantation, it would be dependent on how healthy the plants are, for example, how tall the trees are, how well the equipment is managed. Similarly, in the factory, too, you could talk about ergonomics, you talk about job layout. So these are also factors which are the quality of the incoming materials, which have an effect on the output itself. So these are also factors which are completely outside the control of the worker.
Right.
And other thing is that when it is a productivity language, the so-called productivity languages, there is no element of how long the guy has to work and how hard he has to work. It's purely piece rate, full stop. In the traditional way, there is an 8 hours work and there is overtime and I need to work more. But in the piece rated kind of thing, which is passed off as productivity links, then they don't take into account how long it took you to do that kind of work. It's just purely the output. Therefore,
right.
So if you're going to talk about this, is the kind of work normally is not associated with the professionals whom the Human Resource Ministry is trying to bring back here. So I don't think it's going to work for bringing people to work.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think you're right. I don't think it's going to be that simple to implement, given, I guess, all of the caveats that you've pointed out, right?
No, and those are very important caveats, because it is true that in a number of professions, there are so many things that would be out of the control of workers, right? That to tie their productivity to it purely would indeed be quite unfair.
Yeah.
We have some messages that have come in. Chan saying PLWS, don't. Middle management who appraise entry-level staff don't care, since it's not their money paying the salary. For example, I could mark my junior full marks and not face much repercussions, since it was based on my judgment. Raj saying, why should anyone come back to Malaysia? The country's in big debt. Tax will be going up. Screwed up education.
A bit pessimistic. I think we have to have some sense of hope, maybe.
That's true, and I'm enjoying staying here. Yahya says, Uma Pagan was so smooth with his con, please don't encourage him. That's all I had to say about that. Go on.
I don't know what con he's talking about. Anyway, we've got Victor on the line. Hey, Victor, you wanted to talk about the PLWS. What do you have to say?
Yeah, good evening. I think productivity like this beauty can be in the eyes of a beholder. Just like in sports, in these 100 meters and this high jump, of course, it's very obvious who beat who is better than who.
Mm-hmm.
But in this diving, all this is we are talking about this artistic impression, right? So I think productivity can be very difficult to judge. Mm-hmm. Who is to say this? Lin is a much better producer than Uma. I don't know. I mean, to me, you are both equally irreplaceable.
Oh, you're very sweet,
Victor. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your call. We just get Victor to call and praise us from time to time, like just when we're feeling particularly down about ourselves on a Friday.
See, this is why I stay in Malaysia.
Yes.
You see?
Exactly. How many words have you done this minute? Is that enough? I don't know. All right. Let's go to the news. We've got more Evening Edition coming your way. Don't go anywhere. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.